Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Support for WPR comes from The Alliance, a not-for-profit cooperative committed to helping employers self-fund by providing data and insights to manage their health plans. Info is at the-alliance.org.
It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll take a look at what Congress is up to this week, including House and Senate votes on the debt ceiling.
First, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee says it's filing its bankruptcy reorganization plan. It released it earlier today. According to church officials, the plan includes $4 million for child sexual abuse victims.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that if approved, it would be by far the smallest sexual abuse settlement by any Catholic Church bankruptcy of this size filed to date.
Joining us now is Chuck Kornbach, WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, who's covering the story today. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
So, Chuck, briefly, how did we get to this situation today with this bankruptcy reorganization plan?
Well, of course, the Archdiocese declared bankruptcy about 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, and there's been a long court fight in federal court, bankruptcy court, over the details, how many people would be included, what the creditors would get, whether people should be excluded, and so on. And we've finally come today where the Archdiocese has proposed a reorganization plan.
We mentioned the $4 million of settlement money in the intro. Who would get that money? What would it go for?
Well, part of the money would go towards helping the victims deal with their lives and make adjustments and so on. There would also be some money separate from that to go to a therapy fund, and there would also be an attempt to help the victims sue the church's insurance companies to get more money from the insurance companies. The church is insured, obviously, on these things like this, and there's been a battle back and forth between the church and its insurance companies at times. The Archdiocese is promising to help folks make headway against the insurance companies.
I think a lot of people were watching for what that number was going to be, but what are other key parts of the bankruptcy reorganization plan?
Well, that seems to be the main focus of it. I mean, all of the other archdioceses that have settled around the country, and there's been 6, 7, or 8 or so, there have been much higher amounts. The dollar amount for the victim seems to be the main focus. Now, this one also includes an invitation for the victims to come, chat with the Archbishop, Jerome Listecki, and discuss things. And as I say, this sort of this long-term therapy promise. But, it's controversial.
Now, the group SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, held a press conference this afternoon. You were there. What was their response, especially to that amount of money?
Quite critical. The press conference was still going on a few moments ago. The terms that were used by some of the speakers include tragic. One person that had been sexually abused as a child suggested this was like being abused again, this time the Archdiocese, and with the dollar amount it offered. So quite critical. I think the victims groups will try to encourage bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly, who will be getting this reorganization plan, to not accept it, that there should be more in the way of financial compensation and other things. As I say, the quite strong remarks from the SNAP group this afternoon.
And for the Archbishop's part, how did he present the plan and that amount of money with the knowledge probably that this was not a large amount of money compared to other settlements around the country?
Well, he's told WPR and others that no amount is going to make everyone happy. So he's sort of saying this is what they have. He's also suggesting they would have to go into debt to come forward with this money. The critics of the Archdiocese say there's been a long battle over a multi-million-dollar cemetery trust fund that the victims want opened up to potentially, to be divided among some of the victims. There's also the issue of whether parish money is separate from the Archdiocese. The Archdiocese, I think, has argued that the parishes are separate. And so there's a bigger pool out there that the victims would like, to which victims would like access.
You mentioned the judge in this case. What is next? What's the timeline for a decision on whether this plan can go ahead?
Well, we don't quite know the timetable. As I say, we're 3 years in. I don't think it's going to be that long before it's resolved, but it might be a few weeks. I think there are other creditors that would like, from the archdiocese, that would like to know what it means for them. Finally, today the victims were saying, the first they learned of this was on a commercial conservative talk radio program this morning, that the archdiocese never met with them to say, well, this is what we're going to announce tomorrow, what do you think, anything like that. It was a total surprise to the victims, and that has rubbed salt in the wounds as well.
So the Archbishop called this a major step toward ending the bankruptcy, returning the church's focus to the primary mission of the church. But I know we can't predict the future, but it seems like it's going to be a while before things are back to normal for the Archdiocese.
Well, and the victims suggest that the longer the church takes on this matter, that the church is losing registered members, at least in the Milwaukee area. The victims say this has a long-term damage, sort of a self-inflicted wound that the church is doing, and that the longer things drag out, that the more harm that will be done to the church. Now, of course, in any negotiations, there's often back and forth, so we'll see if Judge Kelly does not accept this agreement. The victims are saying we might go to federal appeals court, probably be down in Chicago, and there might be judges in other states that would be see things differently. So, yes, this could go on a while if the victims don't get an amount closer to what they want. And they declined today at the news conference to say exactly what dollar figure would make them whole. They just pointed out how small this was, this $4 million offer was in comparison to other bankruptcies around the country.
Chuck, thanks a lot for covering this and joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach, our WPR reporter in Milwaukee.